Psalms chapter 105. O give thanks to the Lord Jehovah. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing songs to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Rejoice in his holy name, let the heart of those who seek the Lord Jehovah rejoice. Seek the Lord Jehovah and his strength, seek his face forever. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O you descendants of his servant Abraham, you children of Jacob his chosen. He is the Lord Jehovah our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed, and do no harm to my prophets. Furthermore, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole supply of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord, Jehovah, tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob lived in the land of Ham, Egypt. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham, Egypt. He sent darkness, and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood, and killed their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance, in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came all sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees, and broke the trees of their coasts. He spoke, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and ate up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also struck all the firstborn in their land, the rulers of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, because the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, because he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen ungodly nations, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his laws and keep his commandments. Praise the Lord Jehovah.